Looking for a place to record or have a gig and need a place to rehearse? Straight Fuego Music Studios is available for recording and rehearsals. For further info, contact frnr711@gmail.com.
This episode is sponsored by Vodkila, the world's first vodka tequila blend. Dare to be different. Drink responsibly.
The Tony Central Podcast is sponsored by Beats from...
What up, what up? It's your boy Fury. You're now tuned in to Tony Central Podcast. We live and direct. Salute.
What up? This your boy Rolling Stone P, the cool weirdo. And you're listening to Tony Central Podcast, the only place in Jersey where I was at. You're Rolling Stone P.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Michael Medium, High 97, Sirius XM. And you're listening to Tony Central Podcast, bitches.
Yo, 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 you already know what it is. Sabi in the building, and you're listening to Tony Central Podcast. You heard?
Tony Central Podcast.
I got it booming, booming, booming. I got it booming, whipping and whipping. I got it booming, woo. I got it booming, booming, booming. I got it booming, hey. I got it booming, hey. I got it booming, we're cooking and cooking. I got it booming, booming, booming. I got it booming, hey. I got it booming. Booming. I got it booming, booming, booming. I got it booming, hey. I got it booming, hey, hey. I got it booming, savvy, hey, savvy. I got it, hey. I got it booming. Watch how I'm moving. Plug gave me 20, told me to move it. Told him I had it, trapping my habit. I got ammonia, bitch, I'm asthmatic. All of this ice, water like pipe. Yo, bitch, one pipe, hit it like Ike. I got that candy, beat it like Ike. Savage like Randy, tools come in handy, yeah. Hey, you know I'm trapping. Work coming plastic, throwing these singles, not if it's passive. Nah, I don't do plastic. Hey, cause I like paper, I don't do favors, I don't do caters, unless it's cake, all that I caters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm dope boy fresh, all of my dope fresh. Feeding stress, sound stress. You the type to never dress. But nigga, I'll drop 50 like I need a vest. Ballin', you get thrown for free like run a test. I got it booming, booming, booming. I got it booming, whipping and whipping. I got it booming, woo. I got it booming, booming, booming. I got it booming, hey. I got it booming, hey. I got it booming, we're cooking it, cooking it. I got it booming, booming, booming. I got it booming, hey. I got it booming, whipping it. I got it booming, woo. I got it booming, booming, booming.
So drugs, I got crack, I got coke, I got weed, I do. I've a sin, got a three, Swiss. Double bands, hold on me. Whoa. Rock the Gucci, yeah. Rock the Louis, yeah. Kicking up like I'm Bruce Lee. Bad bitch, wipe me down. Whoa. Like a motherfucking boozy. Yeah, I'm booming. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, I'm booming. Take your bitch, yeah. Fuck a girl, yeah. Fuck her life up, leave her ruined. Fuck. Oh my god, she's so mad. Why? Oh my god, you're so mad. Why you all up in your feelings? In my fucking bag, whoa, whoa.
I got it booming,
booming, booming.
I got it booming,
whipping and whipping.
I got it booming, woo. I got it booming, booming, booming. I got it booming,
hey.
I got it booming,
hey.
I got it booming,
we're cooking it, cooking it.
I got it booming, booming, booming. I got it booming,
hey.
I got it booming,
whipping it.
I got it booming,
woo.
I got it booming, booming,
booming.
Vodka, what are you guys, Russian?
Vodkila.
What the hell? Get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got the tequila as well.
Yeah.
Shit. Sounds spooky. Well, you know what? I'm going to take a shot. Fuck it.
bless that shit right away.
Jesus.
You gotta take a shot.
That was a fucking sip.
That was a man shot. No, I'm good.
You good?
Yo, I can see how motherfuckers turn into drunks, man. I can see how. I can definitely see how they turn into drunks. That shit is tasty.
God damn.
Acho, papi. Lo licor es no lo mío, pero cuando lo hago, me gusta.
What up? What are you looking for? The vaquila.
What you think about the vaquila?
That shit's alright, daddy.
It's from Virginia. We're trying to bring it out here.
That shit is alright. That shit tastes good.
Word up.
So you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Word. Alright. You ready, Cali?
We good?
Yeah. New week, new episode. You're now listening to the Tony Central Podcast. It be your host, Famine.
Yeah.
And Mello.
Cloudy.
And this week's special guest in the building.
Uh-huh.
He goes by the name of Loopy.
Yeah.
The Loopy Blogger.
Loopy the Blogger.
The Loopy Blogger.
The Loopy Blogger.
I definitely get that a lot. Oh, Loopy the Blogger. But it's the Loopy Blogger.
Word. The Loopy Blogger.
What's up, y'all? What's up, my brothers?
Good, man. How you been?
I'm all right.
Last time I saw you was on Instagram.
Yeah, right. Probably doing some dumb shit.
I know, right?
It's probably wilding out.
I just seen you not too long ago.
Before we start, let everybody know we on iTunes, Google Play, Podbay, TuneIn, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Audible.
Yeah,
we got full videos on YouTube now.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram.
Definitely.
Tony Central Podcast.
Happy belated birthday.
Word up,
to
word
who?
Up.
To you.
Oh, thanks, guys.
You remember?
Thank you. Rub it in some more. Oh, yeah, Michael, you're getting older. Yeah. Rub it in some more. I thought everybody forgot.
Word.
I could be back to being 22 again. I'm not.
You on the third floor, right?
I'm fucking out of here, kid. Pack me up. I'm on the packed up floor. Pack me up, my nigga. Bitches was like, yo, because there was a couple of blog sites blowing shit. Oh, happy 35th birthday. Nigga, I ain't hacked a lot, bro, nigga. Yeah. The fuck you telling niggas my business for?
Yeah, word.
So mad little bitches in the DM like, yo, I didn't know you was 35, yo. I thought you was like 24, 26. I was like, yo, that shit's only a number, dude. I'm out here.
But we definitely thank you for coming through. You
actually, anytime, man. I appreciate you having me, man.
Word.
Definitely.
Yo. I don't really do this.
No? Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know, man. I'm a weirdo. I don't really do this, but I don't know, man.
How is this your first time in the city?
Nah. Hell no. I be everywhere, man.
Where?
I be everywhere. But probably, I don't know. I probably came here, but I be high all the time, drunk. I've been around, man.
Where?
So. I used to live in East Orange and all that shit back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Yo.
Or even I think Orange, New Jersey, back in the days.
Okay.
For a couple of months. My aunt lived out there, Newark and all that shit. I like Jersey. I always had a little love for Jersey, man.
We're like the sixth borough.
Yeah, y'all wavy, y'all dope. Y'all got fiends and all that. I saw projects today out here. I was out here today early in Clifton. Clifton get it in.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
I see some projects by Clifton. I was like, oh shit. Niggas will mug you out here.
Where?
Holy fuck.
Yo, but famine, what episode is this?
This is season 2, episode 43.
Shit! Way to do it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
How long did you guys take off?
When
you
43 say, weeks ago.
When you say season 2. So it was you just been going in?
Yeah, it was 43 weeks ago we started the podcast.
And just every week you going?
Yeah, new guests every week.
That's dope, man. That's what's up. Congratulations, man.
And you got your podcast.
Yeah, I got one. I'm up to like episode 41. We've been slacking a little bit, but I don't know.
What made you start a podcast?
I always liked the radio, man. I always liked Howard Stern, man. And you could tell how it is, and you know what I mean? Fuck it. Fuck you. And just deal with it, bro. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Word.
I'll have my man Raheem come see you if you got any fucking problems, and it's all right. If it's a fucking problem, and you know, if I get to Howard Stern. If I'm up there, you got a problem with me, kid, forget about it. Raheem will take care of you.
So who idea was for the podcast?
Niggas always told me, like, I should do it, you know what I mean? But everybody always, you should do it, you should do it, until I ran into some people that actually helped me put it together. Like, okay. You know what I mean? We went through like eight weeks, setting everything up, getting me a fucking punching bag, a co-host, aka
a punching bag.
My nigga, Mr. Master Rob. That's my boy. That's my nigga, man. I fuck with him.
Yeah.
I like working with him, man. He ain't the he. I call him a chubby hunk.
Nah, but there's definitely good chemistry there.
Yeah, we be having fun, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get a little too smacked, though. You know what I'm saying? We gotta chill and make that shit more a little more business. Like, I be thinking about the shit, the episode we had with Andrew Schultz. Yeah. Nigga, that shit makes my hands stand because I was wilding like a fucking maniac. I don't remember nothing from that show, bro. Just straight calling bitches home records. I was like,
no way.
I was like, nah.
So when you heard the episode when it came out, you like,
to be honest, I don't even listen to them shits, man. And that I heard because it just started, like, it was the first 15 seconds was straight ham and cheese. It was straight fucking bomb. I was like, nah, son, take that off, my nigga. You crazy, nigga? Like, I got people out here who like me and fuck with me, you know what I mean? I'm talking weird about these people and I don't even know them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to make other niggas laugh. I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
I could do other shit making niggas laugh. I mean, just true. Be natural.
Yo, but how was it for Loopy coming up? Cause we, you know, you from
what
the
you mean
Bronx. You're from the Bronx, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like in school, as a kid, how was you in school? Was you the class clown?
Or? All that dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stupid shit. You know what it is too? Like I was always poor. I never had clothes and all that shit. So that's how I used to throw niggas off. I used to just be wild, funny, and niggas used to forget. Yo, this nigga's a bum. Niggas would forget, yo, this nigga's a bum. Nah, he good. Loopy's good. Little Mikey, they used to call him. You know what I'm saying? I was always good, man. Junior high school, I always hung out with the black kids, the Spanish kids. My niggas from DeKalb, Rochambeau, Decatur Hall. You know what I'm saying? You always kept it good.
And where you from in the Bronx?
I'm from Gun Hill, Decatur.
Oh,
from
shit.
The north.
That's the same place Josh is from.
Yeah, right. We had a guest last week here, and he's from the same
word,
spot.
The north, my nigga.
That's what's up.
That shit is weird out there.
Now, growing up, you're obviously a Knicks fan.
All day.
All right, so I'm going to ask you this question right here. Where were you game 7, Knicks versus Pacers?
When LJ hit the 4-point play?
No. When Patrick Ewing
missed the finger roll? Watching it. Suffering. Crying. Like, nah. You got a do-over? Nah.
You remember that moment?
Yeah, hell yeah. I was watching that. I suffered. I was crying when Houston was fucking doing us dirty in the finals back in the days. I was hurt. I've been through some shit. But those are still my guys, man. And just having the voice that I have, I could get out, I reach out to them, bro. I know LeBron hears me. I know he hears me. Cause I've been in touch with mad NBA players, bro. Like these motherfuckers fuck with me.
Yeah.
On some humble shit. And they all wild down to earth. So I know he hears me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know he fucking hears me, that piece of shit.
How do you feel about him being the new king of New York?
That's definitely not the truth. You know that. He's probably just doing that for branding purposes, but he know he can't be the king of Akron. That shit is whack. Akron is whack. Oh, yeah. We're chilling Akron tonight. You catch me at the 6, fam. No, dick. Everybody's downtown 40-40. You know what I'm saying? Wavy shit. Niggas ain't fucking with that Akron shit, my nigga. Akron, my nigga. Come on. Noah said it the best back in the days. You're Cleveland? What? I never heard of shit. Yeah. What?
Nobody wants to even be here.
Yeah, the fuck out of here. So, yeah, so he knows what he's doing. He's doing that shit for branding purposes. He's not doing that shit for, oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm a dick. I'm on a train. Stop it. You're a fucking cornball. You can't do that shit in Akron. There's no fun out there. There's nothing live out there. When we come to play ball over there, we lighting your city up. That's how much power we got. Knicks, nigga, good or bad.
Yeah,
you know
Knicks making playoffs this year?
Hell yeah, I see it.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be good too, man. I like my guys, man. Fighters.
Yeah,
I like my guys. Those are fighters.
Definitely
some fighters. I'll take some of that Shafaka, Shishaska,
Vakila,
Shishaska. Nigga got fucking. This nigga made it from Bulwark Empire. What's his name? One of those guys.
Nucky.
Yeah, one of those guys. Boyle, Mickey Boyle.
Yeah. Yo, what made you, besides being from New York, Is there any other reason you're a Knicks fan?
That's all I know, and that's the only team we can.
We were able to watch. I mean,
on TV.
Being a Bulls fan.
No, that was never me. That was never me. No. That was never my blood. I was never like I was always New York down, like a cornball, like, yo, New York to the fourth pound one. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, yo, Raul. Hey, yo, Baja. You know what I'm saying? I was always to New York, man. My nigga Ewing Starks, man. I used to be watching these things back in the days when they used to play the Bulls in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they used to be going to war. Starks, Alvin.
Those are the best rivalries.
That was ball, man.
This shit
right now is like robot.
Now, what made you get into the whole Instagram, you know, posting videos and all of that?
To be honest, bro, I was just being me, bro, and it hit. And I never tried. I never looked for it. I never thought it would be anything big. I knew... Cause I was doing this before Twitter. I was doing this on Twitter and YouTube. Mm. So I will upload my videos onto Twitter through my YouTube channel, and they used to get a strong response. And this was when World Star, the hip hop site, was still doing damage.
Yeah.
And they will repost your shit on the website. They ain't have no fucking Instagram. If they did, it was full of pictures. So, niggas started knowing me from there. I got picked up by Vice TV, Eddie Hung. I did some shit with them.
Oh shit, let's go.
I did some shit with Fab. I did some shit with a lot of people, bro. Just fucking with YouTube and Twitter. And then Instagram came with that little bullshit 15 seconds. So I already kind of sort of had a name already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when that came out, you were able to show more of you. So that shit was dope, man. People fucked with it. But then that shit just got wild commercial now. Everybody's like doing it. Everybody's like, oh, look at me. I'm dick. I'm like, oh, that shit's boring.
But you're still able to stay relevant.
Yeah, I'm a legend. Niggas told me today you a legend, nigga. I was like, my bad.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm a different breed. Like, and I don't mean that in no cocky way, but come on. This is what I've been doing for years. Like, without even trying to do it. Like, niggas been told me, yo, te voy a llevar para Saturday Night Live un día. Yo te voy a llevar un día. Te lo estoy diciendo, yo. I'm telling you, I had it. Always charismatic. You know what I mean? It was just a gift I was born with. Fuck it. It was dope. No weed. Can I get some weed?
Yeah, word.
Why is everybody acting shy?
There's a story here.
What the hell? Yeah, fucking pocket full of napkins over here. I'm thinking I'm pulling some fucking weed out. Shit definitely didn't pop up.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Yeah, so my nigga, look. So that shit, bro, it was like, I don't know, my nigga. Maybe it was just destined to happen because I didn't ever think. You know what I'm saying? Niggas used to always hate and delete my fucking Instagrams, delete my YouTubes. You know what I'm saying?
Report them?
Yeah, shit like that. Like haters. For no reason. I'm not fucking going under your comments and seeing your girl and seeing how ugly your fucking mother is and telling you about it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even doing nothing. I'm just like paying attention to where the money's at and all that shit. Like, I'm on some whole other shit. And niggas still want to joke around and be stupid.
What would you say is one of your videos that got a lot of hits that made you, that told you, like, yo, I think I could do this for real?
Yeah, like, this is it.
They got one of the biggest reactions. And a lot of reposts and everything.
Labori. She was a legend. She was legendary.
Yeah.
Like, and I already knew, like, even, it's not even, I always knew I had the sauce. I always knew I had something special. But when she was born, it was over. Reggaeton star started DMing me, calling me up. Yo, I'm in the city, come through.
Yeah, that was wild.
What? Alcángel FaceTime me from Colombia. Fucking niggas. Like, come on. That shit is weird, my nigga.
Yeah,
when you, your friends change, it is weird. And it's all how you, you know what I mean? You could take the good with the good or the bad with the bad. You know what I'm saying? It's on how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was fortunate to have some people around me the second time around. Because the first time around, I fucked everything up. I was like, pissing shit and everything. And I was just fucking everything up and sending everybody to hell. Yeah. Now my content is straight A1. Like, right. Straight A1. You know what I'm saying? And if I disrespect, it's on some sports shit. Like, yeah, if I do a Dolphin Jose joint, I'm not dissing nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just a man that's in my neighborhood doing what he does. Yeah. And he's getting some shine on my fucking timeline. I'm not making fun of Puerto Rico. I'm not making fun of your uncle who died of AIDS. I'm not making a fucking fun of Rosita. Nobody. I'm just getting my rocks off.
Yeah,
the nigga went to heaven. He was like, I can't be here. I got warrants up here. What the fuck is going on up here? Get me out of here. That was a fuck. That was legendary.
That was funny, yo.
Legendary, my nigga.
That was funny.
That shit was legendary. That shit caught 100K, my nigga.
But who inspired that character?
Nigga, the hood, nigga. Growing up in the hood. Them niggas is everywhere, like Walking Dead.
Yeah.
They think that show's new? This is what we've been living for years, man. You know what I mean? Not only in Puerto Rico, but over here, because I'm from the fucking New York. I'm from the Bronx. Right. So them niggas been everywhere. And I used to always be walking around. I'm fucking 10, 9 years old, walking on Webster, fucking with papers, doing everything. And you see them niggas coming from Connecticut on the Metro North going. Right there, getting off on Fordham, going to get that A1.
Yeah. And... I mean, but... No, he don't smoke.
Sorry.
Now, but... You was always good at impersonating other people and shit.
Yeah. That's some foolio shit I be doing.
Yeah, because, I mean, you would have to, like, study the dope fiends from around to get all the mannerisms and all of that.
I don't know, my nigga. I might just be gifted. I've seen a lot of movies. Yo, come on, Bobby. Look at the voice. Like, that voice is legendary. The voice alone is crazy. You could be a fucking cartoon character for a fucking little for a little man with the car. But this is it. Like, I swear to God. And when I seen this behavior, when I was like 17, 16, because that's when I was in the streets going to high school and all that. That's when you getting on the bus. Yeah. You see these Puerto Ricans. Yeah. With their bags on the train, on the shit. Yo, come in.
Yep.
You smoking a cigarette, your voice changes.
Yeah, yeah.
You doing the drug, it changes your voice. They all sound the same. Come in, Samantha. Yo, come in now, right, Bumpy? Yeah. So, it's not nothing. It's not that hard. Yo, it's just, I got the little thing in there that it makes it really sound for real.
The voice
sucks. Some dude in my comment the other day was like, yo, there's no way, you not told me. This dude doesn't do her wrong. Bro. Look at my veins. Like, come on. Where's the track marks, my nigga? And I show you my feet. I got some cute feet. You know what I mean? Look, no track marks. That's like I punch a window. Arguing with wifey. Like, no track marks, none of that shit. You know what I mean? I got a scar right here from busting my ass. Niggas be telling me that I smoke crack. What? What? That's the new one. Fucking weirdo. I smoke weed, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yo, now we have to get into a certain character that stood out.
La Horny?
Nah.
Ingrid?
Ingrid.
What's up with her?
That's what I want to know. What's up with her?
She been MIA.
Yeah,
she's in a nursing home. Her family put in a nursing home. Oh, they signed up and it's pretty much for her. I got a picture of her. She's Tagolita.
Yeah.
When was the last time you seen her? Like, you were there. A long time?
When she fucking probably did the video scratching the floor with the fucking, with the glass.
Oh, wow.
Yo, that lady was the GOAT, my nigga. Yo, wow, bro. I had that bitch in BX Fight Club, my nigga.
Yo, that was so epic.
Nobody ever did it like me, daddy. I swear to God. Like, Dan, just from that, the little A-Town nigga was born. Yeah. I already, Ingrid been lit. You feel me? So, then these niggas been studying, man. But, whatever. Shouts to everybody.
You know what I mean? and we can't forget the Spider-Man.
Yeah, my nigga Spider Scam. He a weirdo.
The Spider Scam.
That nigga had a little light run.
The refrigerator.
Nigga said, Colombia. That was the best one to me. That was it. That nigga had the footwork. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
We had some fun, man. And we're still killing them right now.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely still killing them right now. Now, I want to get into the whole BX Fight Club thing.
Okay.
How did you get involved with that? Because you was hosting a lot of those, right?
But it's not even around no more, so it's not even, I don't even think it's around
anymore. No, it's definitely not around no more. Yeah. How, so, yeah. Don't matter.
Yeah.
Yo,
he's like, next?
Yeah. I'm just here so I don't get fined. What's that guy? What's his name? Lynch?
Lynch.
I'm just here so I don't get fined, man.
And, yo, so I have to ask you about the Yankees.
Oh, my God. You're going to rub it in?
Nah, I'm a Yankee fan myself.
You're
a Mets fan?
I like Atlanta Braves. I'm old school. I'm not going to start liking new teams now when the Atlanta Braves ain't good now.
I was a Yankee fan in 95.
Yeah, but you guys always been good. Like, when was the last time Yankees sucked?
Nah, they used to suck, though, back in the days, I heard. They had a little time they sucked. But I came around, man. I came around a good time, right?
Yeah, like, you guys had legendary.
Yo, my nigga, I seen Jeter's whole career, my nigga. Yeah. Nigga, 3,000th hit was a home run off David Price. I could have just, like, they could have finished me right there. I would have been good, my nigga. Fuck the Knicks. Fuck everybody. Jeter, like this. That was the man, bro. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, definitely.
And nigga's like, he's on some... Prince Harry and them niggas from over there, from over here. Like, nobody's getting close to that nigga. Nice. He's straight tucked away with a nice tan.
Yeah, he's heavy protected. He's heavy protected. All right, but yo, let me ask you a question.
Hashtag. All
right. Capital punishment or ready to die?
Sheesh.
If you had to choose one.
I'm gonna have to go with Big.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a surprise. Yeah. I definitely would have put the money on pun.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Big just because I heard Big first.
Okay. who you say is your favorite Puerto Rican boxer?
Tito Trinidad, daddy.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody did it like my nigga dad. My nigga Trinidad, nigga get smacked in the face by his dad.
More than Cotto?
Now let's say this. Let's say Cotto on his prime. Trinidad in his prime. Or Camacho.
Nigga, Trinidad will wash everybody.
Yeah?
Yo, listen. Put the fight on with my nigga Trinidad and the and that kid Vaughn. Yo, the nigga was getting that nigga pura salsa, my nigga. Boom! Boom! Yo, crazy, my nigga. What a fight.
Yeah, that was a battle. That was epic right there. Oh,
fucking De La Hoya was running from him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I fuck with my nigga Tito, man. I'm just I got an old little soul. I'm not like this nigga's a new cat to me. This little kid, Komodo.
Sound like a Mortal Kombat.
Komodo Dragon. But yeah, I seen him out there repping the PR, but he ain't do it like my nigga Tito, man. I'm good. But he's probably good or whatever. But I don't know. Feelings are mutual right now.
Right.
But he's cool.
But
I'll go like this for him and get drunk for him that night.
Yo, and real quick, for the listeners that don't know, gotta ask this one. Who inspired La Body?
My mom.
Oh, your mom's?
She's the real La Body.
Yeah.
But back in the day, she toned down, she got married, she got a house. Yeah. She got a car and all that. She was
but
like,
how she feels about the whole, like, she when loves she looks it.
She
at
crying.
It.
She be crying. She's like, yo, you wild, my nigga. She's like, yo, niggas is coming up to me at work, my nigga. Like, yo. Like, you really his mom? Like,
what was her first impression?
She fucks with it. My mom's loca. She fucks with it. And that's straight her all the way. She really gets it. I got it from her. So. Right. Don't me paga lo fucking bill, I remember.
Yo,
paga la fucking lu. Yeah. Paga la lu, because I'm married to Con Edison. Like the straight devil, my nigga.
Yo, that's like a punchline. Like that line was so famous. That shit was when you put it out, that
that
like,
shit was legendary.
If anybody ever mentions La Body, that's the line they always say.
Always.
Hell yeah. They even made a whole song on that and all that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that shit was official.
Yeah, that was my shit.
Yeah, that shit was official.
It was pretty dope. We got the video for it. It was dope.
Yo, but I think it's about that time. Cloudy time.
Where?
That way, after this break, we could get into the Bully brand and all of that.
Where?
And you know what I mean?
This is season 2, episode 43.
Yeah.
We got Loopy in the building. Uh-huh. We'll be right back.
Later.
You are now rocking with DJ Kenneth Luba on the mix, exclusively on the Tony Central Podcast.
Tony Central Podcast.
In forever, rock a block, Rockefeller.
I'm feeling it, feel the passion, it's the rhythm of Marcy. Feel the legs pushing up on the sand.
I'm feeling it,
feel the heart that you get from the light.
DJ Kenny Maneuver,
DJ Kenny Maneuver. I know you're feeling it. Crystals are nice, I like the toast, I keep on spilling it. Bone crushes, I keep real close, I got the skill for this. On my back, the flyers closed, looking ill as shit. Transactions illegitimate, cause life is still a bitch. And then you die, but for now, life, close your eyes and feel his dick. Since diapers had nothing to live for like the lifers, but making sure every nigga stay rich within my cypher. We pay the price, the circle of success, they turn my mic up. I'm about to hit these niggas with some shit that'll light your life up. If every nigga in your clique is rich, your clique is rugged. Nobody will fall, cause everyone will be each other's crutches. I hope you fools choose to listen, I drop jewels, bust it. These are the rules I follow in my life, you gotta love it. Jiggy jigger looking gully in the joint. If y'all niggas ain't talking about large money, what's the point?
I'm feeling it.
Home drop top, chillin' on the scene, smoking pounds of green. Ooh wee, you see the ugliest, money hungriest, Brooklyn Loch Ness, 9mm cock test, one for test, and the winner is.
Y'all niggas know the rules. I blast on niggas so my
fists never bruise. Land still cruise, Frank White paid his dues. Ask who's the raw, bet they say Papa Very. Look forward to me like commissary. All of a sudden, now everybody Big Willie done did it. Come with it, get your head split it. Or get your neck slitted, admit it, you overdid it, you shit it, just ain't got that loud, go to shine like Tadow, Biggie Smalls, the illest, and how, phrase raise your eyebrow, by now you figure, he talking about that nigga, but your weak ass assumptions, lead lead the dumping, IV the pumping, you're feeling something, catch my drift or catch my 4/5 lift, at least 6 inches above project fences, turn meat to minces, jumps turn to flinches, when I rain I drenches, cleared your park benches, missed you by pinches. Your talk is senseless. Actor needs chiropractor for crack jaw. Yes, I rocked your chatterbox. Dangerous, you're not. I gets down. Twist your body round and round. Upside down.
Come on, yo, throw your hands, come on. Bitch, grab your tits, come on. Let me know you in the spot. Bump your fist, come on. Thugs, don't you shit, we about to get more rich, come on. Let's close the club, come on. Fuck the place up, come on. Shake your nasty ass and make it swing all around, come on. Yo, biggest money, throw your soup on the ground, come on. Bounce in your whips, come on. Bitch, lick your lips, come on.
DJ Kenny Maneuver. Put the mic to your lips, time to cipher. I just took a nice hit, now I'm feeling hyper. Chilling with my vipers, most of us delinquents. Frequently dripping up your mind with the sequence. Rappers getting seasick, they can't keep up with the flow. Yo, did you know I've been floating to the pinnacle? See his throat choking, your squad's embarrassed. Leave your doors open, I'ma rob you like Ligaris. Manipulation gets the best of your mental. Faces eating up your chest like you're smoking menthol. Weapon is a pencil, got him tracing back like a stencil. Grinding every night like dental. Picked up the rental, had to choose a Cadillac. Old school rappers back, do the cabbage patch. Right after that, I'ma hit you with the 1-2. Mike, chickity check, we don't need to do a run through. I don't need to punch you, I could just stun you with my rhymes and my puns, dude. I'm just having fun.
Don't taste me, bro.
Crazy, yo, I forgot my camera. Look, ma, I'm on the radio. I America, flip flops, stoop socks, please pull your trunks up. Homie brought the boombox, brother got the trunk up. If you think it's too hot, suck a and kick rocks. This is hip hop. Can we please turn the funk up? Y'all probably find me at the party. Probably trying to be Addy, but Jay and Izzy got me some Bacardi. And while we lollygagging, little mommy just called me Bobby. She asked me, can you rap? Cause everybody's so poppy. I said, well, don't go rocky on me like NyQuil to knock me out. But I would actually like to knock you up. However, I'm a sissy wissy waiting for my missy. Your sissy just asked me, what is with me? Is she trying to diss me? Whatever, baby, just kiss me. She'll throw a hissy fit. We'll make our way back to your crib and then ditch you so you can miss me. Told you not to mess with me. I thought we had something in common, you ain't with me. Well anyway, I see the number one spot's empty. Looks like they want a hip-hop MC. Well then I'm the guy who has the mind. Now's the time to raps the rhyme.
Check. Two-step in, Pepe Le Pew flexing. Never had much green, I'm a scene that could use dressing. Knew I've been the deuces, boost clues, ain't loose. Seven big shoes to peruse, thought you knew that the boots stretching. Your crew neck in this weather reduced senses. Quotes colder than the shoulders of soldiers with new X's. X up on my back, you can see that the youth stressing. Addicted to they vice, seeking gin like they new Tekken. A martial law that's knocking on your door. Searching for alignment like the comets with the dinosaurs. I just want the greenery, no beef, I'm not an omnivore. Connoisseur that's connoisseur, searching for the comet. Cause rivers is I. Figure with some figures that could fill up a river. I could be richer and die. Fishing for a vision like a fisherman's eyes. But diminished all my wishes like a Christmas deprived. It's like Grinch stove and Poe before we know. The lows get cold, couldn't afford the coat. Trying to float, head above water, the boat's been soaked. Searching for hope, people find it, then they overdose. Hold it close, spirit like the Holy Ghost. Cause I feel I lost my soul inside of all these quotes. Giving into peer pressure, the fear letters won't bring better than string letters flipping burgers for a king dresser. So I should write what I think I should write. I should fight when I think I should fight. Why should you control my actions when it's I who will be living my life? But people still dying for sleep, so you should figure the price. I'm worth more than a pair of J's or lasers on nights. I'm worth Mike sharper than a barber lacing them right. They wanna take what we have left, so they taking our rights. Never sleep, but what's the dreams that you'll be chasing tonight? It's so important. Mama trying said never give up on hoping to fly. And there's still more marriages than divorces. Living in debt, our corpses. Winners in debt, our losses. You're either winning or learning, so losing is just the courses. Of course, it's the high horses. Rider, you can't tell me nothing. You can't smell me potting up, pine up, or the rock. Trying to live in the Gaza. Hopping out the Uber rider, taking trips in a chopper.
Tony Central Podcast.
BJ Kenny Maneuver. BJ Kenny Maneuver.
You was the man yesterday, or the man right now. You had a plan yesterday, got a plan right now. I was a plan yesterday, I ain't playing right now. Shit you was saying yesterday, you ain't saying right now. Or the man right now. Got the plan right now.
Talking that shit, please do all of that in my town. Yeah, that portrait, Bronx bound. Please do all of that when I'm around. Yeah, they heard I got a deal thinking I'm a chill bitch, you still could get down. Man, they don't want me to body shit, but my swag and my lingo, they copied it. Man, they don't think I see on some foggy shit. The Patek on my wrist is some rocket shit. Now I'm tripping so crazy, some fountain shit. Man, it's too much deposits, can't count the shit. I was missing some spots, so I'm polishing. I still go on the block, yeah, I'm proud of it. Look, I hit them with the peace sign, lead them on decline. Catch me in the hive on the 5-9 street time. Sitting with the plea line, so they do is recline. My niggas waving, got hard, yeah, they see lines. If you ain't catch that bitch, you better rewind. Run up on me, access D9. Won't hesitate to give a bitch bingo. Bop, 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 hit three times.
You was a man yesterday, or the man right now. You had a plan yesterday, got a plan right now. I was a plan yesterday, I ain't playing right now. Shit you was saying yesterday, you ain't saying right now. Or the man right now. Got the plan right now.
Kenny Maneuver.
Yeah. What mean the world to you? Cause money mean the world to me. I'ma shine for the world to see. Pearl to V, true to key. F that kid back and true to weed. Ma, wanna roll with the top guns? Got one. Thug pot one. Scrub not one. Wanna ride shotgun. Wanna shoot shotguns. And I got hot ones. But I want a chick that'll hop up on the stick. Put the pawn and flick, huh? Make sure my cum's going to lick. More sick, but screw that. We're my thugs with the hollow tips. Girls that acknowledge it. Polish it. After that, swallow it. Stand by, baby, where you at, huh? Raise your hand high. You don't suck, what? That's a damn lie. Got red ride, my man ride, my fam tie. So I need a real chick. Someone to keep it real with. Someone to rob and steal with. Someone to share my meal with. Instead, they'll look at you and be out for your revenue. Then even at you and she'll be blessing you, caressing you. Starting that mess with you, but yo, it's there for now. When plus them feds around. So girl, just some lift up that dress for now. Well, give me some plan for now. Talk to my.
What mean the world to you?
My money, my dough, my hoes, my glow.
What mean the world to you?
My money, my dough, my hair, my nails.
Some sex, some mix, and a little bit of hip
hop.
What mean the
world
to you?
Tony Central Podcast.
What mean the world to you? Lots of cheese, shopping sprees.
What
mean the world to you?
Diamond rings, shining things.
What mean the world to you? Ladies,
fellas,
Bit more.
DJ Kenny Maneuver.
Let's go.
I can feel it. Yeah. I can feel it. Flip mode. Yeah, 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 yeah. Flip mode. Yeah, 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 yeah. Shoot it, shoot it like a down fairway. Shoot it, shoot it like a down fairway. It's all about it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it like an AK. It's all about it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it like an AK. It's all about it, bust it, flip more. It's all about it, bust it, flip more. It's all about it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it like an AK. Shoot it, shoot it, knock it down, fade away. Shoot it, shoot it, knock it down, fade away. Faded off the woo-ha, no, I'm faded off the woo-ha. Bustin', bustin' out the trap, in the coupe doing laps. Got me a Dominican mommy, folding paper all got me. Ragga, ragga on sight, split star off the hype. Ain't got no time to fall in love, ain't no time to fall in love. When the push come to shove, money all I ever love. Gary Payton with the glove, OJ Simpson with the glove. Guilty pleasure, pick your poison, we got all of the above. Shooters, shooters on deck, still bangin' with the set. 30,000 in a PJ, got my n***s out the checks. Surfing through the village, bust it up. Diamonds on me, flooded, bust down. Ever since she let me bust it up. She been wanting me to cough now. Shoot it, shoot it, knock it down, fade away. Shoot it, shoot it, knock it down, fade away. It's all about it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it like an AK. It's all about it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it like an AK. It's all about it, bust it, flip more. It's all about it, bust it, flip more. It's all about it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it like an AK. Shoot it, shoot it, knock it down, fade away. Yeah, yeah. Shoot it, shoot it, knock it down, fade away.
20 Central Podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ponte la ropa, cambia los zapatos. Píntate en la boca roja.
DJ Kenny Maneuver.
Ponte los tacos altos. Baila por todo lo alto. Haz que me dé un infarto. Tú tienes ese culo que me gusta a mí. Yo tengo el efectivo que te mueve. Ponte los tacos altos. Baila por todo lo alto. Haz que me dé un infarto. Tú tienes ese culo que me gusta a mí. Yo tengo el efectivo que te muero.
En la noche sube fotos con sus amigas lesbianas. Una es de Venezuela, la otra es colombiana. Ninguna de las tres tiene la mente sana. Le dan al Tusi porque el Tusi le sube la gana. Y ponte los tacos y píntate la boca. Toma todo esto, baby, que te toca. Pídeme todo lo que quieras, pero trépate encima el tubo y bailame sin ropa. Yo tengo lo que estás buscando y yo estoy buscando todo lo que tú tienes. Trépate encima de mí, muévelo pa' mí, que eso te conviene.
Y solo dime si quieres que te tire los chavos, que mejor te lo dé. Mueve eso, baby, que te conviene. Y trépate encima de mí, tú eso me toca a mí.
Ay, ponte los tacos altos. Baila por todo lo alto. Haz que me dé un infarto. Tú tienes ese culo que me gusta a mí. Yo tengo el efectivo que te mueve. Ay. Ponte los tacos altos, baila por todo lo alto, haz que me dé un infarto. Tú tienes ese culo que me gusta a mí. Yo tengo el efectivo que te
mueve. Tony Central Podcast.
DJ Kenny Maneuver.
DJ Kenny Maneuver.
Pasó a
Maneuver.
What it's all about, Tony Central Podcast. My brother Famine doing it up
each and every Wednesday
with the co-host Mello. Ya tu sabes.
We're back on Tony Central Podcast with Union City's own Famine and the Bronx own co-host Mello.
If y'all got a cup, nah, but it's like you about going.
What's
up?
What you need, bro?
I'm straight.
Nah, what you need?
Nah, I want a chip.
I know who catches too.
I'll definitely. I'm gonna pop up.
Cloudy. On the edge, dog. On the edge. Where's my headphones? Where's my headphone? Where's my headphone?
Yo, yo, yo. Hey. You good? Yeah.
Right there. You good? That's what you want? We can keep it close.
You good?
Good.
All right. We back on the Tony Central Podcast.
Yeah.
Season 2, episode 43. Uh-huh. And we still got Loopy in the building.
He ain't go nowhere.
One question, Loopy. You a diehard Knicks fan and Yankee fan. No love to the Giants and Jets?
Nah, niggas corny.
What? So you ain't
care about what happened to Eli Manning, right?
Dito, I feel bad though.
Why?
Cause he's dope. And he beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl.
Nobody says that.
How dare you even try to play that man? How dare you even question him? He's out there playing with a bunch of stepfathers and cab drivers.
Yeah. that's facts.
Bunch
yeah.
of lost souls.
Yo. Word. But this is the second half. Yeah, so we twist things up a little bit, but before that, what inspired the whole Bully brand and everything behind that?
My boy Brian. My boy Brian, man, he's a fucking beast. That's pretty much. Nah, but the Bully brand, this shit just, it was a word that came from a video.
One of your early joints,
yeah,
right?
One of my YouTube videos that went mega super viral. And I was calling all the Nick players Bully. Mm-hmm. And that shit just stuck to everybody. Everybody, yo, fucking Bully up, yo. I be in Yankee Stadium and fucking in the Garden, and motherfuckers will grab me by the neck. Like, just start choking. Yo, Bully, fuck up, fam. And I just be like, whoa. Nah, but like, it really touched hearts.
How long you been having the Bully brand out for already?
I don't even know. To be honest, I don't even know. But I know it's out there.
Great, yeah, definitely.
Sorry.
Oh shit.
Jesus Christ.
It gets crazy here.
It was that year that we had Mike Woodson coaching the Knicks. And we had beat Denver. We had J.R. Smith. We had a couple of players, man. But yeah, man. That's when Bully Up was born, my nigga, right there. And that shit, we never turned back. Socks, underwears, T-shirts, everything. Look at Duquiera, we'll fucking Bully It Up for you.
Right.
That's dope, though. It's very dope.
And where can the listeners find that if they want to get that?
They could go to my website, foreverloopy.com.
Word.
It's not for singles. It sounds like a fucking trend. It sounds like a fucking... Oh, yeah, foreverloopy.com. Come find your love now, tonight. Nah, just come read up on what's going on.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? We doing some interesting shit. And you can also buy some merchandise, man. You know what I'm saying? Foreverloopy.com.
Yeah, word, support.
he puts the Marvin Gaye voice in there.
Yeah. All right, so now it's time to... Yo, let me ask you a question.
Hashtag. All
right. You have 24 hours to live. Where would you go? What would you do? And who would you screw?
I don't care about sex like that. I'd rather whack off.
If you had 24 hours to live, you gonna whack off?
I probably will in a room somewhere. Just watching TV. Just fucking hanging out. Popping yellows. Straight up.
But where would you go?
I'd probably be in a hotel room popping yellows. Popping yellows and watching ESPN. Getting mad at Jeanine Hill, my nigga. Nigga's gonna die like this. Nigga really mad at Jeanine Hill, my nigga.
Yeah, what was your favorite show growing up as a kid?
I had a lot. Growing Pains, Charles and Charles,
Wonder Years. It sounds like Channel 11 all the way.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell, Full House. Mm. I remember Stephanie and DJ. Stephanie had this little friend that was like bad back in the days. And she was like, come on, man, smoke, man. She was like, no. It was like a
I remember that episode.
Do y'all know on Netflix they remade it and now they call Fuller House?
Yeah.
Stephanie looks bad now.
Yeah, and she ran the same girl around and again she's trying to get her into trouble, bro. And DJ had to stop her. Like, really, bitch? Like, DJ, you mad grown. What's wrong with you, fam? Like, I told my family in the text that I was like, yo, let's just buy a house and be on some Fool House shit. Like, yo, that's creepy. I'm not with it. Shit ain't Shameless, nigga.
Yeah. That's my shit right there.
Yeah.
Yo, but yo, let me ask you a question, right?
That's sad.
If you could fit in any TV family, where would Loopy fit best?
I think I belong like in the night with Cheaters.
In the night with Cheaters?
Yeah. Like his hours. I'll have my own slot right there. Some bastard shit. Cougars and fucking Loopies presents Cougars on Strike. You feel me? Like some weird shit, my nigga. Like I'll be after that BT shit that used to be. The tip drill, the old school tip drill.
Got
mad niggas fined. That shit. Uncut. BT uncut.
All right, so.
Nah, but I'm lying. I'll probably be on some Chappelle shit, though.
Chappelle?
Like, who knows, man? I like Howard Stern, bro. Yeah. Like, you can just go in a room and just create with your voice.
Yeah.
You don't got to be out the ordinary. You don't got to dress like a girl. You don't got to dress like a boy. You just talk shit. And nobody can tell you nothing.
I think he's the originator of
podcasts.
He's
the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Like, he's like...
He's the GOAT. Yeah. Howard Stern. He's the GOAT. And he always, for some reason, when I was young, I used to find that nigga fascinating. People are like, yo, turn that off. He's corny. He's corny. He made Fiona Selena when she died. Kid, come on. Cut it out. Find out the facts.
Yeah.
Fucking toots. You know what I'm saying? We like 10, 13. Like, knock it off. You're in your feelings. That's Howard. Let him rock. So I was letting him rock, man. I was into weird shit. Seinfeld, Cheers. I was a weird kid growing up. Niggas wasn't doing what I was doing. Niggas was fucking straight Saved by the Bell out.
Yo,
I used to give everybody a chance.
That's what I was gonna
Even
ask
the Honeymooners
you right
rocked.
Yeah.
What?
On New Year's, the marathon corrected.
All day. That's what saved us.
Yeah, word.
Like, we didn't have no cable. Nigga, Ralph Cramden saved us, nigga.
Word.
That was the GOAT.
All right, so Kelly from Saved by the Bell or Topanga from Boy Meets World?
I'm going to Topanga all the way.
Mm. Mm.
She had the big lips.
All right. Hold on. All right. So, Topanga or Kelly Bundy?
That Kelly Bundy's white trash. Mm. Fucking straight meth head. Yeah. I'm good.
Topanga all the way.
Topanga, flying colors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like I don't really do the white trash like that. Like, I like my dog meat. But Kelly's popping though, you know. I'll smash her on like Anchorman and shit. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not smashing her in the Al Bundy fucking custy fucking acting suit.
Nah, yeah.
Straight. Da-dun-da-dun.
Yeah. Yo, one thing about Loopy. Loopy's heavy into the music and all of that.
I'm heavy into everything, man.
Yo, what's your problem, we bet. All right, so I'm going to ask you real quick. Jay-Z or Eminem on Renegade, who had the better verse?
I don't care, but Jay-Z better than everybody.
Jay-Z's better than everybody?
That's pretty much.
He's better.
At that point in time, Jay was the GOAT. Nobody could say nothing. He was out here making moves. Niggas out here working for niggas. That nigga's coming through. I fuck with Jay-Z. That's the man. He's the GOAT.
But yeah,
I fuck with Nas though. You know, that's another good nigga. But yeah, pretty much Jay-Z all day.
Alright, yo, real quick, top three. Your top three comedians of all time.
Well, I'm not gonna give you, cause there's a lot. I like white people, black people. But I'll give you
your favorite, your personal.
I like weird niggas, son. Like them niggas from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
All them niggas is hilarious to me. In their own fucking way. Them niggas is dry. I love them all.
That's a classic.
The niggas from Friends. Them niggas is all foolios. Ben Stiller's a legend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's mad niggas that's funny. It's just hard to choose three. That's selfish.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna pick all black people. Like, that's whack. When I'm high. You know what I'm saying? Chappelle, Martin. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Let's get classical. Like, let me go home and study.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga gave me a pop-up quiz. Nigga gave me a pop-up quiz.
All right, so it's about that time.
I gotta bust a leak, nigga.
What, for Central Spotlight?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can do the Central Spotlight. Central Spotlight is something that we started in the second season, right? Which we ask you questions, and you can't just answer it with yes or no. Like, you gotta explain why.
All right. I like to talk anyway, so we good.
What?
All right, so.
Go ahead.
This is Central Spotlight.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it is now time for Central Spotlight.
All right. You familiar with the movie Space Jam?
Yeah.
All right. So, if you could put together five Knick players, you know, of all time, any era Knick players, which five would you take their talents? Like, which five would you choose?
I'm gonna go with KP, Ewing, Melo, Allen Houston, and Mark Jackson.
Ooh. That's crazy.
And I left out LJ. That's my goal. That's my guy. Yeah. I just fuck with Melo. I'm mad at him right now, but that's my nigga.
Yeah, you be going in at him.
He was always dealt the fucking cab driver role. They always gave him cab drivers.
Yeah, that's facts. All right, so you're good.
Second question.
All right.
If you could get rid of any borough in New York, which one would you get rid of and why?
That, like, none. Nobody bothers me. I want some humble shit.
No, but I said, like, if
like, yeah. I can't even give you a reason why I would want to, like,
less in traffic. Like, I'm good. Let everybody chill.
Like, we all good. Like, nobody, I fuck with Harlem. Like, I talk shit, but, like,
yeah.
Like, I kept, you know
what I mean? In New York. All
I love
the way.
Everybody.
Word.
Like, a real nigga would have came up here, like, Jersey. Y'all niggas is weird. It don't make it don't add up, but I just don't fuck with it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? But like, I like everybody, man. I fuck with the human race, man. I don't care if you rich, poor. Like, I ain't shit, nigga. I pay rent. Like, I'm a regular nigga. I go through struggles. I battle demons. I do it all. I'm just like us. Right. You know what I'm saying? People be coming up to me, looking at me like I'm fucking. Come on, yo soy Dios. Like, I be watching these Game of Thrones and these Vikings shows. And the way these niggas be looking at these niggas like, I'm like, calm down, it's me, I'm hanging out. Humble.
Yeah.
I just, fuck, what the hell's wrong with you? Some nigga ran up on me the other day in the street, like, yo, nigga touch me, nigga scared the shit out of me. I'm like, yo, my man, don't do that, fam. You could get killed, my nigga. Don't do that, bro. What's wrong with you? How dare you? I'm here buying ham and cheese for the kids. I can't even be normal in my fucking neighborhood, my nigga.
Am I dreaming?
What's the craziest thing a person did or said to you that when they met you?
Like, nah, like, everything always been cool. Everything always been positive.
That's
you know
dope.
What I'm saying? Like, niggas' moms, yo, shit, my fucking daughter loves you. Like, police, I done got stopped by police, and like, oh, shit, my fucking wife loves you, kid. Let me get a selfie. I mean, worry about your suspended license, kid. Forget about it. Who cares? Suspended license where? Come on, Michael. Go ahead. I'm all the way good. Niggas think I'm a rat. They don't know the Instagram shit's a new PBA card. They don't know that. These fucking street niggas, they're morons.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, we still got like two or three of them left that we were leaving, but they're just there.
All right, so next question. If you could have any superpower, what would it be? And what would your superhero name be?
21. Savage. I just want to be rich, my nigga, and I want to be 21 forever. Like, fuck getting old, bro. Shit sucks,
so
bro.
So youth.
Yo, my nigga, look, I remember when I was young, I used to fiend to be old. So I could go to the tunnel and get robbed and not let in, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I hit 21, then it's 24, 27, 29. Like, fuck. The fuck is going on here, kid? We're getting washed, my nigga. We gotta fix up. This shit is corny. I hate this 8 shit. We need to live on some other shit. Mazza. Mukataka. Start talking different languages. This 8 shit is fucking, it's fucking us up, man.
Hell yeah.
So, right, so 21, that. 21. Cool. I would just, I wouldn't want to fucking bust nobody's head off. Nothing. I would just want to be 21.
Forever, and that'll be your name, 21.
That'll be 21. That'll be my name, my power, everything. Just 21.
21.
21. Straight nine lives.
All right, so last question.
I usually ask people if they watch wrestling, but I know you watch wrestling.
Fuck yeah, man. Those are my guys, bro.
Where?
I'm from the Stone Cold fucking Stunner era. I'm from the fucking Bret Hit the Hitman Hart era. I'm from the Owen Hart era. I was watching yesterday, niggas. Nigga Owen Hart kicked Bret Hart in the leg back in the day.
Yeah.
When he fake hurt his shit when they was tag team.
Yeah.
Yo,
oh,
niggas,
that's why he betrayed him.
Was crying.
He
turned
on.
That's
when he turned on.
Nigga's mom was crying. Like, come on, Owen. Come on. Yo, there was a mob of them. There was like 9 of them, yo.
Yeah, all brothers. The whole family.
They used to go deep there.
They was lit. Straight Canadians, man. I fuck with them, man. Those are my guys.
So just to let you know, in wrestling, there's two terms. There's one called the baby face and one called the heel. The baby face is the good character and heel is the bad character. If you could describe Loopy to the world, will you be a baby face or heel? And if you could describe yourself as a wrestling character, who would it be?
I'll be on some shit like my nigga Roman Reigns.
Mm.
Just hanging out, like, feeling the mood out. If you're in the dog's house, my nigga, we got a tango, daddy. But I usually just try to stay out of everybody's way, man. You know what I'm saying? I still got some bitter, built-up energy in me, you know? Everybody gets mad once in a while, but fuck it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm in a good place. I got some good people behind me. Them niggas care for me. They want to see me win. They help me in all ways imaginable. You know, so I'm in a good place right now. I'm good. I'm happy.
Shout out to them.
You know what I'm saying? Word.
All right, so you got to set your spotlight. Yo, so, all right, before we let you go, because we got you here, any words of advice or words of motivation for anybody that may be looking up to you, seeing what you do? What would you tell them?
Don't do drugs. Painkillers are fucking animals. The withdrawals suck. You're going to shit in yourself if you get involved and you want to stop. And then pretty much you're not going to get high after a while. Then you're going to go on to dope and then your life is over. So just hang out, be humble, and don't force it. You know what I mean? Just be yourself. Not everybody needs to be knowing your business, or not everybody needs to be known on Instagram. Not everybody who's your friend on here is really your friend in real life. They don't really want you to be successful, man. They just say they're your friend to fake it. You know what I mean? They just want to see what's your next move. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your best thing is just stay alone, man. Do what you do.
One thing I wanted to ask you, because you said you had a first time, and then this is your second time coming around. What was it that motivated you to come back around?
Nah, I never left. I just I got my shit together. Like, I got my nigga Brian.
Word, shout out to Brian.
That's the
yo.
I got him in the cut.
Word.
Look, this is my wife
Brian.
Calling me. Hello?
Yeah, you deleted the Cody?
No, baby.
So why?
I didn't delete the Cody, toots. Oh, the other, that's not around no more. I'm sorry. I'll get it later. I'm in an interview. I'll call you back, toots. Shit, Cody. I didn't hack it. I didn't hack it, man. Obviously, she said deleted it. You heard her.
All right, so, yo, for anybody.
Back to that question, though. That was an interesting question.
Because I feel like you said the one, you know, when you first started doing whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
And then you said you fucked up.
Bro.
What motivates you to say, you know what, I want to try to get back to whatever I was doing that I fucked up?
To be honest, brother, man. I was never trying.
Okay.
So everything that I gave the world was just awesome.
It was just you.
Me. Wow. ¿Tú me entiendes? So when I kind of humbled down and they deleted all my pages, they did what they did, and I'm just sitting back and it's me by myself. All the niggas that was on my dick, that was my best friends. You're on my head. You my bro. Yo, you my sis. Oh my God. This, that, all this. Straight lies. Niggas in his room are like this by himself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there was this camera nigga, man, named G-Town. Nigga always told me. I met him through some rap nigga. That he was fucking with me because I was smoking on the gram. You feel me? I was smoking. So eventually he gave me a call. We worked together or whatever. I did something for his project for free. But I met this cameraman, and that was the best gift ever. No homo. Because he told me that he was like, yo, I always wanted to meet you. I think you're an amazing talent. Like, I always wanted to work with you. You're fucking sick, dude. And I was nowhere near on the shit I'm on right now. Yeah. And he always seen it. And I was like, ah, yeah. Like, I was making so much money and I was doing so much drugs and I was doing so much shit that I didn't give a fuck about shit. I was just, like, doing shit, making money and keeping it moving. You feel me? I didn't give a fuck what the fuck niggas. I thought we was all good. But that shit died down. Then mad characters, other niggas was born. Cardi B was born. Mad other characters came out. Like, I was out here alone. Imagine having a crack block. Imagine having a crack block when nobody was having crack and you got the crack. When you are the crack. Nigga, there was days I made 7 bands, nigga. Just coming here for... And that was when Instagram had 15-second videos. 15-second, nigga. Mm. And there was no talent around, nigga. Everybody was just like this. Oh, this is how you're doing. All right. Young, 14, Shakira, 14. Yeah. All right, we got it. Studying. Niggas know. Yeah. You got niggas out here paying fake homage, whatever. But it's all right. I didn't. It's not like I invented comedy. You know what I mean, somebody would have did it.
Word. But still the GOAT.
Yeah, I'm fucking. They ain't fucking with me, man. I'm out here murking shit. I know they're like this. Because we've been dropping some shit lately. So them niggas is like, wow.
And they voted for you heavy for that Hot 97.
I mean, I was gonna ask you about that. Was that really serious about, like,
nah, that the was whole serious.
Tattoo,
yeah,
that whole
was serious.
Tattoo stuff,
but,
man?
Yeah, that was serious. But I was, thank God, I found the video with Rosenberg fucking doing that voice, because I'm a man of my word. I would have got the tattoo, my nigga. But he was doing the voice. He's a liar.
Oh, so you actually thought it was somebody?
Nah, I thought it was real in the beginning, but then I got the video. Them niggas put it on their Hot 97 storyline. Them niggas are morons. Fucking dicks. Wow. And I came with the cameraman and all. I came with everything that day. This nigga had a needle or whatever, but yeah, he didn't know it was in my ass cheek, though. So that's why he was like, huh, what?
So what was the full tattoo you were supposed to get?
Frank's my dad. Frank's my daddy. Frank from Houston's my daddy. Fucking Yankees, bro. They fucked me right in the ass, bro. Motherfucking savages, bro. Right in the ass, bro.
Yeah, you were rooting for them hard.
Those are my niggas, bro. That's how I do, man. Yo, we was over there in the stadium, bro. White people. Yo, bro, look through my videos carefully. There's white people chasing me, running with me. Like, fam, we will follow you to war, my nigga. Where you at, my son? Where you at? Like, come on, we out. Yeah. Like, it was real. It was real. There's nothing like New York BX playoff intensity fucking sensation. There's nothing like it.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, kid, there's nothing like it. Fuck football. A lot of people get beat up in football. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. And, you know, you can get beat up in Yankee Stadium, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you can't have fun in Madison Square Garden because they'll give you a ticket or you're cheering too loud. Excuse me?
Word.
I didn't know you needed a fucking volume. I didn't know you had the remote and you had the fucking volume. Mr. Madison Square Garden, dickhead. You fucking asshole. Go fuck your mother. How about that one? Piece of shit. So I'm like, yo, and people's like, yeah, man, fuck, that's fucking weird, man. Because when I came to the section, there was a little kid in the section. And I told him, yo, I was like, yo, I was already mad loud, but I wasn't cursing. So all the white people started looking at me and shit. I was like, listen, I'm going to be loud, but I'm not going to curse.
So deal with it. You let them know.
I let them know. Okay. They were like, oh, fuck yeah, man. He's a fucking redhead dude. He's a Spartan. You know what I'm saying? He's looking like he's fucking Game of Thrones or whatever. He ended a rock on me for the night, but he probably, it was weird, man. They gave me the card, like I'm playing soccer. like another color, yeah. You're getting thrown out. Like, oh, really? Shit. Grow up. I came to the game to be a bastard. Like, LeBron, let me guess. You're going to get Tyronn Lue fired. Yeah. Let me guess. Let me hear it. Let me hear it right now. You're down 23, asshole. What's going on? I cursed. My bad. The kid loved it, though. The kid loved it. The kid was a bastard. Yeah. He was like, you got a YouTube, man. He was like a little hardcore Indian on the come up.
Yeah.
His dad didn't even know what he unleashed him to. Because the little nigga took my IG. The nigga took my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
That little nigga, they were from Long Island. Indians from with money. Yeah. I had seats that Courtney Lee gave me a ticket. So I had a ticket that was lit. I was like next to straight billionaires.
Yeah.
But them niggas is funky as fuck. Yo, put the camel in the back. They had the camel shit. They're like, fucking camel had reverse lights and shit. But they was lit and he let his son fuck with me.
Yeah.
Like, I was there wilding. He's like, girl, fucking do it. Come on, do it. Girl, do fuck this shit.
Yeah, but
LeBron, you bitch. Nigga is like, yo, this nigga's amping he's amping the crowd. This nigga's gonna start a riot. What? All my life. On my mother.
Yeah.
On my motherfucking mother.
The original body.
Yeah, La Bori on my mother.
Original.
The nigga came. Some girl with a fat ass and some big fucking cocksucking lips came. Some fucking dark-skinned girl. She's like the waitress. And I had the seats that they come to you. You don't got to go to the bar. Something like that, whatever. She's like, yo, listen, I love you. This is Nahane 7. I don't even know she know me now. She's like, yo, I love you, but this is Nahane 7. And they talking about you down there. And they saying they're going to kick you out. I'm like, and I thought she was joking and shit. I was like, what? Kick me out for what? I was like, for what? I'm fucking cheering. She was like, nah, you can't cheer like that over here. I said, I'm not cursing, though. She said, yo, you can't cheer like that over here.
Wow, I never. Yeah, but that's
how she gave me the cheer? Heads up. And so look,
what's the point of going to games?
Yo,
man?
Kid, they don't need your money, kid. Kid that's with suits that's already swiped for, okay, like this going. Hedge fund.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, this guy's fucking spitting on me. Get him out of here, please. Please, yeah, come on. It's a fucking $5,000 seat right here. Come on, kid, get him out of here. Yeah, yo, we don't matter. We don't matter. That's the perfect example to let you know we do not matter. And there's so many signs, man.
How'd you feel about that Oakley shit?
I don't give a shit about it.
Nah, yeah, we all got about issues. That.
He's cool. Like, come on. Like, I was pretty hurt because that's my guy. I don't like
do you
none
think
of my...
they OD, though?
Of course. They're fucking dirty. Like, how you fuck with the Oak like that? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, come on, whatever.
Yeah.
So it happened. But how you do that to the Oak?
How do you feel if LeBron goes to the Knicks next year?
Whatever. It's over. Why now?
But, like...
Why now? Why now? 15 years in, your transmission's cooked.
But do you think
you need new fucking spark plugs?
But do you think with him then maybe they could get a ring?
Who knows, my brother? I never like Miss Cleo, man. I always tell the fucking future and I lose. You saw what I did with the Yankees, bro.
I was dead, man.
I got death. I almost had a fucking tattoo on my ass, man. So don't fucking ask me.
Yo, I could tell you, because every time I take my son in the morning, I tune into 97. It's every day. They were like, yo, we're going to get Loopy on the phone now.
Yeah.
And when the day that they lost, I was like, yo, tomorrow I got to tune in to see what the fuck is going to happen.
Mm.
And then I saw the video, and you were like this. You were like, what's going on here?
Oh, shit.
Yo. My nigga, when fucking, let me see, now that the Knicks are doing pretty okay, they have nothing to really, like, they used to call me and laugh at me, duh, you made Carmelo's a bum, duh, 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 duh. They used to always bury me, so I used to be like, duh.
Yeah.
At one point, we was fighting back, but after, like, the 23rd game, it was over. It was pretty much a doobie last year. But this year we fighting, so them niggas is like right there, oh yeah, hi. But I know once we start slipping,
we gonna
right there, we go 14 and 29. Them niggas be right there to ram me with a fucking pat around the back. Bam! You know what's up? Wake up, you asshole! You're right over there! What's going on with your Knicks? They alive? Well, let me guess, they ran that energy. You know what I'm saying?
But
let me guess.
But what crazy is it that now that Melo left, they starting to do good now?
Yeah, people, the Mulian said, he stops the fucking offense. I don't know what that means, but that's what the Mulian said. He stops the offense. ISO.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Loopy blogger. Yeah.
ISO, my nigga.
Yo, honestly speaking, man, what's next for Loopy, man?
Ask Brian. Ask fucking Brian, dog.
Yo, I swear to God, I thought you said ask nigga, LeBron, yo.
Tell him about that thing we got coming on, please, Bob. Maybe for real, please. Sneaker Con, like, give me the date. Like, we got some shit popping, nigga. Come up? Over here. You sound white. You rock. Like, white people rock, nigga. Come on. You my nigga.
What's that sneaker for those people that
please,
don't know?
Please, man.
There's a sneaker convention. It happens every year. The biggest sneaker convention in the country. Well, in New York City. It happens all over the country. Uh-huh. So we're going to have a booth set up. Feel me? We're going to have a few, like...
With the Bully stuff?
Yeah, with the Bully nice. Stuff.
Congratulations.
Stuff. We do a lot of stuff. Like, I take care of his printing and basically, like... The branding around the merchandise and all that stuff. So we got a lot of stuff. We got new merchandise coming out, new designs.
Dope.
We just want to feed the people, you know. Like,
yeah. And when is this? What are the dates for this?
December 17th.
December 17th.
It's 2 days, out, but we're just gonna be on the 17th.
Fucking horny. We're gonna have to.
It's gonna be crazy. It's like thousands of people.
Jam tournament, like the NBA jam tournament. Fucking
oh, that sounds official.
It's gonna be crazy.
We're gonna have to have that shit.
Yeah.
Six, nigga, like fucking.
Where's the? For those that don't know, where's the location for this?
It's at the Javits Convention Center.
Oh, it's right here then, man.
Yeah.
It's right there in the Javits Center.
Yeah.
That's close to home.
It makes sense.
Yeah, that's
going over there.
It's going to be crazy. It's
December 17th. All right, December 17th.
Killer. Put that in your calendar. He's a big sneakerhead right there.
Put that in your calendar.
December 17th.
I don't know if y'all hear me, but look, like 3 weeks ago, right? We in Connecticut, bro. Yo, we went up there like 80 deep, my brother. Yo, so we fucking.
Yo, literally.
We was up there wilding, my nigga. Like, nigga, my wife woke me up with a straight. And I didn't even fuck nobody. I asked him.
Yo, I was in Florida. Listen.
I didn't even fuck nobody. Un estrellón, loco. I'm like, what happened? I'm not having a seizure. Say, what the fuck is this? I'm like, come on, my nigga.
Yo, I was in Florida. I was in Florida for the time.
I'm trying to build a brand. I'm trying to hate this all.
I was in Florida for the time, so I couldn't go with him. So, I'm like, yo, I hit him up the next day. I'm like, yo, how was Connecticut? And he just sends me a picture of him with his boxers only, dancing in the club, with champagne, like crazy. I was like, yo, that shit was lit.
I deleted it.
Yeah.
I put it on Twitter one day. I don't know what was I thinking. And I took it off. I don't know what was I thinking, bro.
Bang, bang, see anything.
Wow. Talk. Spoke about
sneakers, though? Yes, fine. We're working on a lot of stuff for the fans. You know, we just creating shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever it is that, basically, like everybody who fucks with Loopy, like genuinely fucks with Loopy.
Yeah.
Like they hit him up through messages, just saying like, yo, keep doing your thing. Like, you know, like
now you have a cult following.
Exactly.
Man.
It's like the really people who are on him. Like are
now he has a cult. I can start a cult. We all could kill each other. I can start a cult. And I get a Loopy cult. Man, oh my God. People end up dead in Dominican Farm. Yo, Dika, Dominican Farm in the Heights. What? A Dominican Farm in the Heights, man. I got call everybody dead.
Come on, guys. Playing dembow music in the background.
That's crazy, yo.
What?
But we could definitely do something with the call.
But besides the sneaker down, what's after that?
So
what's your idea for 2018?
To be honest, bro, I'm gonna just keep putting more content out, man. Word. I mean, keep being creative, keep doing interviews, keep up with the podcast.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And keep meeting celebrity friends, keep networking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe I could get them on the show.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Because
I seen you with Cameron.
Yeah, I bumped into the guy.
How do you feel about him and Mace going at it?
Probably good for hip hop. Probably Burto, you know what I mean? Yeah. But whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you're like,
But that nigga, Mace was disrespecting, yo.
Super.
Wow, I was like, shit. But okay. That's like El Father, I gotta come back. Just on my bitchy. That nigga, El Father needs to come back.
Yeah.
He needs to be the Puerto Rican Mace. But whatever. Now, like, he's bugging out. El Father needs to come back.
Word. He had a lot
but
of
back to Mace. Yeah, he wilding. I don't know what's his problem, who pissed him off. I don't know what's going on. Why, you know? Why now?
Yeah.
That's why that was my main thing. Why now?
Yeah.
Like, Cam and them is doing what they do. Like, and when I seen Cam in the garden, he seemed like wavy. Like, oh. He said, yo, those Carmelo Anthony videos are fucking hilarious, dude.
Oh, Camo's on some fucking watching white shit.
Like, niggas is, my nigga tuned in, bro. Yeah. Like, niggas be no.
Who would you say, like, famous people? Told
everybody,
somebody,
my brother.
No, no, no. That like, you was like, were you tuning in? Like caught you off
I'm
guard.
Not even surprised no more, my nigga.
Oh, no?
I'm not even surprised no more. They all regular. You're like, my nigga, I've been with Nicki Jam right there.
That
right
video there was hot.
Like regular. Like, the nigga took me to a bar. We chilled for like an hour and shit. We kicking and talking. And he just, you know what I mean? He was telling me when he was in the Bronx, bro. Like, you know what I mean? That nigga's a good person, bro.
Yeah, that's
real. You
know
what I'm saying?
That's
God
real.
Is good. That, like, men right there, when they get, those are symbols of God, my nigga. Letting yeah. you know.
Because he was on
real.
Top and then he went through a bad fall.
He said all that. He said all that. You know what I'm saying?
And when Marlon Wayans, when he shared that picture, when you had the shit on
yeah,
your
yeah, that
head.
Was back in the days, though. Niggas yeah, been that doing was my crazy. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas yeah. been fucking with me, pero. Like, I met a couple of these motherfuckers, and they be out there watching. A lot of them niggas be stealing, you feel me?
Right.
Even though if they don't follow you or whatever or tune in with you, they be stealing. That's yeah. what they do, you feel right. me? Because them niggas be acting too good, like, to show love. And this comedy shit is not something that is easy. You yeah. you got to come up with some shit every fucking day, nigga.
Okay, man.
Because when I was going through my depressed mode, and I was giving niggas stale videos, I don't know why. I was straight corny. Like, my whole, like, I was like, like, everything was corny. Everything I was talking about, like, nigga, right now, kid, you know Michael Jordan? He's back. When he came back, when his dad died on one of the three trips, that's how I'm feeling right now. And they're in that's trouble. They're in trouble.
That's what's up.
Because I never had a little team, and I got my little team now. And we just going to get real technical and geeky on you. We're going to get so fucking geeky on you, and I'm going to smoke so many cigarettes in the mix. And I'm gonna just laugh. Like this, you little motherfuckers wanted to fuck us in the ass all the time. And look, we did it. Like, I'm telling you, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. God is good, man. God, I've been hit by a drunk driver crossing the street going to have sex with a girl from junior high school. No, from high school. So, hey, that my friend Sean put me onto. On Kingsbridge and Morris. One night in the rain, I don't know why he did it. He put me onto her. And me and her ended up kicking, and she was a nice little hottie from Kingsbridge. And then years went by, whatever. I had the whip. My pops left me for the night. And I was on her block. I used to always pass the Kingsbridge and Morris. That was my hood. Them Dominican niggas fucked me heavy, and my little niggas lived out there. So I went out there one day, niggas was all out there having fun, summer day. She walked up the block looking good. I'm like, yo, what's poppin'? She said, I ain't doing that. All my friends flat left me, this and that. I was like, yo, I'm gonna go do what I gotta do. And I'm gonna come back and pick you up. So she thought I wasn't gonna pick her up. So I picked her up. And where I used to live at, there was never no parking. So I gave my pops the car. I parked it in the parking lot. My pops was the dispatcher. So he sent me the cab to the fucking gas station across the street from Prestige where the whack parked the car. You know what I mean? The nigga, my pops coming in the morning, pay the shit. I was a piece of shit. Even I made him pay the fucking parking. Yo, that's why I was hit that night. Yo, so I got in the cab with Shorty, my nigga. And instead of having, I was always so impatient, bro, that instead of having the nigga hitting the fucking U-turn, the cab, into 1537 Castle Hill St. Raymond, I would have never got hit by a car. Me and the girl got hit by a car, bro. I was in a coma for a month and a half, maybe 3 weeks.
But you got hit by a car, or it was an
bro,
accident?
Bro, my legs were shattered. I was fucking crossing the street like a dummy, a crash dummy.
Wow.
The girl's not here, like, fully. She's fucked up bad.
Wow.
Like, he fucking ruined her. Nigga, I got bad seizures, nigga. I be, like, tweaking. Like, I be fucked up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. So people see me, they be like, oh, crackhead. Mm. Niggas don't know shit, nigga. I will fuck your mother, which is hard cock. You know what I'm saying? Just give me a chance. Give me a chance. Con condón. That's all I can promise you, my nigga. Con condón. You know what I'm saying? Give me a chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, let her chill me. Let her feel my vibe out. Pero, like, yeah, man, that shit was, like, real
That's
weird.
That's crazy.
Like, I've been through a little couple of things that, like, wow. It's, like, weird, man.
You just meant for be, to
but
be here, though.
You are blessed.
Yeah, we all are. We all are. Everybody because is.
You got a second chance.
Everybody, and just even you hearing this. Like, nigga, I've been through so much, nigga. Nigga got popped right in front of me. Like, I was right there, nigga could have took my head off, nigga. Like, nigga, like, my life is a movie, nigga. Nigga, a movie. And that same kid, I drove him to the hospital when everybody scattered in my fucking Honda Civic doing 79 through fucking Bainbridge up to shit. In the rain, and he lived. That's He's right cool. now going around the Maxima fucking all the girls. Yo, what's up? He's fucking all the girls.
Yeah. So
that's my nigga.
Word.
Yeah, so this was definitely
that was real street shit, crack era. Word. Like wildin', nigga, and like BX shit. Black versus Ricans. Like that's how niggas wanted to be on it. Like fucking all Jamaicans versus the Puerto Ricans. Like niggas is mad corny.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, I was fucking Morenas, I was fucking Ecuadorians, I was fucking everybody. Mothers, pendejas, aunts, sucias, limpias. What you got, nigga? What flavor?
Pero condón.
Yeah, sí, pero con condón. You know what I'm saying? So like it was dope, man. Those are good old days. Gun Hill and the Kid, man. I swear I had some fun there, man. I fucked so many mothers there. It was so dope, man. So many mothers. I took so many virginities there. If they had the Hall of Fame for Decatur, I'm definitely top fucking three. Like probably nobody never did it like me right there.
Decatur.
I did it being calladito. Like this. Humble.
What about them Knicks though?
The statue right there. That's a statue right there.
Nigga said when they threw me off with the Knicks. Is that a trick question? What happened?
Yeah.
Nah, but we appreciate you being part of this episode, man.
Yo, before you go, social media, just in case anybody crazy enough not to know.
You gotta just do it animated, spell it. Oh, what's that? __TH_ELLOPYBLOGGER_ We reply on Instagram. I'll Twitter the loopy bogger. Like if you fuck with, I guess find me, man. Find me. I don't give a fuck.
Word. You know that's it right here.
Dope episode.
Word.
Thanks for the vibe, guys, in the clouds.
Thanks for being here.
And good luck on everything you do.
Yes, sir, man.
And
thank you.
We definitely wish 2018 would definitely see you in the Hanim 7 building.
You
need your own show in
Hanim
7.
I'm looking past that. I'm Jay-Z voice. I'm looking past that. Howard Stern, my nigga. Howard Stern. Right. Like, fuck them. All Hanim 7 is going to do is filter me. I don't need a filter. I'm so epic. I start so much trouble. This nigga shit on Selena when she died. Even though I'm not saying that's good.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying controversy.
That's
about
the reach.
Controversy. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And before, like, I used to go through controversy with characters. Like, I don't have to do that because, like, I'm, like, they cool once in a while when needed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, they're like a special power. You know what I'm saying? And I was using them overboard and then doing foul shit with them. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the female that it kind of threw me off and it kind of fucked me up. Mm-hmm. On who am I as a person? You know what I'm saying? I was caught up by these corny-ass characters, nigga. They call me fucking murder. Oh, my body. Like, this is automatic. Like, nah. Nigga, loopy, nigga. Loopy's gonna take this, wash it up, bang, 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 and I was straight washing everything up, nigga. And the only nigga that can step in right now and affect anything is Dolphin Jose. He's a legend.
Yeah. Will we see him in 2018?
Of course. Nigga, that nigga was in the Riverdale Chrysler commercial with Dolphin Jose, my nigga. Nigga said, yo, I got better. What's good? Like, what corporate company gives you a stack? You feel me? And let's a Dolphin Jose, like, these are characters. Damn. Like I fucked that up. Being an asshole and a fucking and a drug addict.
Fucking Dopey Jose, man.
Yo, man, it was a good 3 months, man. I had fun. Yo, shouts to them, man. I miss Brian Dennis and the million. You know what I'm saying? But they had too much money for me anyway. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get my own kid. Yeah. All the niggas are straight poison slaves in there. They sound like robots. All the niggas in the dealership, kid, straight fucking robots. Nigga on drugs, everybody like this. Like, you really gotta be on drugs all day to be in there to put up with any nonsense, my nigga. Like, I went in there one morning, kid, from a straight great night. Like, I had a fucking half a Xanax in me, kid. Kid, I woke up wavy. Kid, I took a pull of weed. That shit drove my shit to 100. So I go in the cab, I'm feeling good. I'm listening to some music.
So I'm listening to some fucking music. So the cab's like, yo, $8. I give him 10. I'm feeling fucking untouchable. You feel me? My nigga, so I fucking go in the spot. There's a big truck blocking the front desk. That the Moreno, my nigga Derek, says something to me. I was like, what? Niggas, yo, suck a dick. I wild out, son, on some disrespectful shit. Maybe even something more vulgar work. And they sent me home. And that's when, then at the end of the night, I wild out again. I went clubbing. I was just on the road for that, like 4 days. Like, go fuck your mother. But that was the best that I ever did. Send them niggas to hell. Because it made me focus on me more.
Yeah.
I've been back, but now I was like, I be playing with it. I play with it. Like, I could really fuck niggas up. I could really be the Bill Gates of this shit. I could really be a bastard. But, you know what I'm saying? I be holding myself back. Shit is real out here. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
But we feeling good.
Hell yeah.
There's money out here.
A lot.
I don't care about hoes like that. I got a nice wife. She'll get me a bitch. Have them eating cock. I'll fucking whack off and look at them. Like, I'm weird. No coke sniffing. Smoking weed. Like, fucking, I'm... Nah. I'm not saying that bad. Nah, but that was fun. Yeah, man. That's what it's about, man. Like, if you're gonna have your wife, she's gonna have to, like, do what she gotta spice up, bro, in the house, man.
After a
yo,
of
son, nigga, my wife is the greatest, dog. Like, nigga, I'll bow down on her. Like, niggas be on Game of Thrones bending knee. And niggas be like, no. I swore to my grandfather that I won't. Bitch. Yo, what, ma? What's how you said them beans be ready? I'll fucking bend the knee, man, nigga. I'll fucking bend my nuts, man, nigga. What? Get the fuck out of here. Ladies rule, bro. My wife is the GOAT, and she's so dope, respectful. She's not out here fucking texting your best friend, buying your back, sucking cock, fucking for weed, smoking Phillies, smoking with niggas from the block.
That's a blessing.
Not saying that that's bad, but hey, kid, you're a whore. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, she's not on it. She's a fucking dope lady, man. I lucked out, man, because I be on my shit once in a while, and... She's fucking awesome, bro. She's like a super. She's like my hero. She's fucking my Spider-Man to my fucking web. I'll be a little fucking into that. You can eat me. Come on, Spidey. That's my nigga.
That's a blessing right there. Yo, and we was blessed to have you here. Well, thank you, my brother.
And good luck on everything that you got going on, man.
Yeah, we support everything. Loopy here.
Just please don't cast Sida.
Well, yeah. Condom.
Yeah, yo, condom, SIDA, awareness. We out here, man. Make sure you look out, man. Pay attention, man. Word. That's it. Word. We don't even got to say nothing, man. Just pay attention, man. Follow.
Word.
That's it, man.
And stop copying.
Yeah.
Not little, man. That's just, it's never going to stop, my brother.
That's what's up.
Niggas are scam artists, even rappers.
Yeah.
Tony Central Podcast.
Yeah.
Season 2, episode 43.
Uh-huh.
And we had Loopy in the building.
We still lit?
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Y'all
want
to give a shout out to my people, GMT Luxury Car Service. They located in Jersey, Clifton, New Jersey. Look them up on my Instagram. I got a video I did for them. GMT Luxury Car Service, man. These are some good people. They got some motherfucking whips. Us hood pieces of shit needs, you know what I'm saying? But your motherfucking deposit better be right, you know what I'm saying? Because my niggas ain't checking no credit checks, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You come with that guac, you know what I'm saying? And it's official. GMT Luxury Car Rentals, baby. Check them out. They're on my page. What's up?
Word. Yo, shout out Ephraim.
Ephraim the building.
Straight Fuego Music Studios. Yo, shout out to Cali on the camera. Shout out to DJ Kenny Maneuver.
On the mix.
And shout out to Rue Blaze. I see you, bro.
Yo,
Juan Gordo on the building.
Yeah, shout
thank
out
you,
to Brian.
Everybody, for the fucking history. This is all history.
Yeah, word. Yeah. And we out of here.
I got to piss. Like, wow. All
right, so.
I feel like I'm at the Yankee game.
Right, we out of here. One.
We see y'all next week, man.
Don't forget to subscribe to get all the new episodes first. Thank you. See you next time on the Tony Central Podcast.